We are talking about the love walk, and we are commanded to walk in love. By the way, today is the birthday of Israel as a nation, and also it's the birthday, in fact, the literal day of birth of my third grandchild, little granddaughter, and I will be sharing pictures on Facebook. You can guarantee it. I'm excited. Jesse has blessed us with another granddaughter, and I am so thankful to the Lord for this sweet bundle of joy. The love walk is what we're talking about. I had to take a sidetrack journey here and share that with you. The love walk, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us what love is and what love is not, what it does and what it does not do. And we are commanded to walk in love. If you don't know where you fit in the body of Christ, just begin loving and God will reveal it to you. When you're born again, the first thing I notice is that people change, their countenance change. They begin to love one another. I remember the day when we used to have altar services every Sunday night, and there would be people that had issues and had problems and had burdens and sin and offenses and grudges, and they would get down on the altar and seek God and come up loving everybody. Just like that song that says, give me that old time religion, makes me love everybody. And it does, because it's God's love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it goes on to say that when, this is the love chapter, when we were a child, we did childish things. We had childish ways of talking. We had childish ways of doing things. We were immature. But when we become a man, Paul said, we put away childish things. And the context of this passage is love. And so what are the childish things that we have to put away when we become mature? Well, that is being touchy and resentful and fretful and bitter and temper and self-seeking and proud. It's those works of the flesh that go against the love walk. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 in the Amplified says it this way, love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. The Message Bible says love doesn't fly off the handle. The New Living Translation, love is not irritable. In the CEV, it says, love is not quick-tempered. And the Greek, what this actually means is to arouse to anger. The ideal is of a convulsion or a sudden outburst of anger or action, screaming, yelling, hitting, throwing things. I'll never forget many years ago, early in the ministry, one of the first churches we'd ever pastored, we were having dinner and our front door was unlocked. Those were the days, weren't they? And about that time, a couple come in from the church, and they were coming over to the parsonage to let the preacher settle their differences. And they come in, and they're yelling and screaming and carrying on at each other. And they were Christians. And I thought, this is so ridiculous. This whole problem would be solved. I was simple, I guess. But I thought, if they would just act like they loved one another, if they would just simply put away childish things and begin to act like adults and begin to walk in love, they wouldn't have a problem. But there was self-seeking, my way, not your way, proud, boastful, arrogant, resentful, touchy, tempers. And that is not the way Christ intends for us to walk. We need to mature and get in the love walk. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.